All right, these numbers you are looking at that show a big jump in crime from robbery to burglary to felony assault, transit crime, particularly in the subways, all up at least 14.5% in the case of transit crime on subways and all north of 41%. Reason enough for Mayor Eric Adams to be hosting a crime summit at Gracie Mansion. That's the place where the mayor lives. He's meeting with a cross-section of the New York population to deal with the issue head-on, even though in a prior interview, he said much of this really is a perception problem, saying that better than 3.5 million New Yorkers take the rails and subways every day. The incidents are about half a dozen or so during that same time. Be that as it may, the numbers are striking and staggering, and they are getting worse, and resolving them is proven very, very difficult, to put it mildly. Ray Kelly is the former police commissioner of New York, a Guardian Group CEO. Always good to have you, Commissioner. Thank you for taking the time. What do you make of this summit? And if you were there, what would you like to hear being discussed?
Well, I hope something positive comes from the summit. I don't know who's participating in this summit. City Hall has not put a list out of who's going to be there. Look, you know, this is not brain surgery. We know what has to be done to make New York safer. The things that made New York the safest big city in America just a few years ago have to be revisited. Things such as having anti-crime units in plain clothes on the street, revitalize stop, question, and frisk, have more police officers in the transit system. I think the transit system has to be reexamined. When it was an autonomous entity, it had 4,400 police officers. Now the Bureau, the Transit Bureau, has about 2,500 police officers. So that's a major reduction. So these are some of the things I think that should be done. But this is not a secret. You know, law enforcement people know that this is what should be done, but the mayor refuses to do it. We also know, as you said in your setup, that bail reform, which is a very important issue in New York, will not be discussed at this summit, which makes no sense.
Yeah, we can't, you know, we don't know if that ends up being the case and that someone would likely bring that up, you would think. But we know far more often when the mayor has been interviewed on this subject, he often, like other Democrats in other cities where crime is a problem, gets back to the gun problem. Too many guns out there. This is an issue of guns. What do you say?
Well, sure. I mean, guns are a problem in certainly in New York and other cities. Shootings are down, murders are down, and that's a good thing. All the other crimes are up. So it's much more complex than just the gun problem. That's why we need those anti-crime units on the street. We know robberies are up significantly. Burglaries are up. Grand larceny from the person is up. Auto theft is up. These are the things that need to be focused on. And these units have to be put in place, in my judgment, to start to address them in a more effective manner.
So, you know, I'm curious, when you hear that in New York City, for example, they want to remove the conceal and carry or the freedom to carry a weapon, which is Kimmert said was fine, but don't have them, or the city is trying to stop that sort of behavior in areas like Times Square. It always strikes me, Commissioner, as being an engraved invitation to bad guys to know it's open season there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's telling the rest of the world that people who have legitimate carry permits are not allowed in that area. So if you're a criminal, and certainly they're not going to pay attention to the signs, you know, it just increases the potential for violence. So I don't think this was sufficiently thought through.
I am wondering, it's natural for any leader in a city when crime is a problem, you know, to get the front and center attention it does. So many people have smartphones. You can video what you're seeing. And that's essentially what Mayor Adams is saying. I think Lori Lightfoot in Chicago has said the same, that it's a problem, but it's exaggerated with all of this technology. What do you say to that?
Well, I think videos have made a difference. You know, we see a lot of videos of crime being committed, which we didn't see just 5 years ago. So I think they're effective. They're an effective tool. Facial recognition now has been perfected to the extent where you can identify people by their faces in a much easier fashion. Of course, that's why you see the criminals with their masks on and with their wearing their hoodies. So I think it's an issue, but it's you know, I think it's a positive issue. It enables the police to better solve some of these horrific crimes that we've seen. Certainly, you know, the police department, I think, has been effective in arresting people when we see these horrific events. And a lot of that has to do with video.
Finally, I want to get your take on maybe it's different this time. It's always dangerous when you talk about crime. And I see it around Manhattan. I get in very early when I come to work, weekdays or weekends. And there are questionable elements on the street. Many of them clearly have mental issues. So the people behind the crimes are people who I suspect either don't even appreciate that they will never have to deal with punishment for their crimes or don't care. Has that changed things?
Yes, it has changed things. And there seems to be a lot more people who need mental help on the street. They've somehow been emboldened. We need more institutional beds for people with these problems, but they have continually been reduced. We need a major effort in this regard, because they'll talk about only six crimes a day in the subway system, but it's the environment. It's the feeling of it being unsafe. It's the feeling of a lot of people who need mental health treatment are on the subway system. They're sleeping on the subway system. There are quality of life issues in the subway, and a lot of them are caused by people who have significant mental health problems. So it's a big issue, and it has to be ultimately addressed in a multifaceted way.
You're right about all of the above. Ray Kelly, the former NYPD commissioner. Thank you, Ray. Good seeing you.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis. You will not get it anywhere else.